On the second floor of the university's bright, modern-looking administration building, Ronald Brown pauses in front of a floor-to-ceiling window. He points to the distant Dallas skyline rising above the South Dallas trees and remembers the first of many times he took in this view.
I looked at that skyline, and there were kids that were studying all along this wall here. And I said, wow, what an inspiration that you can be part of that marketplace. This economy here is the envy of the whole nation.
Brown says the future of the University of North Texas at Dallas is tied to that skyline and the community that surrounds it. And that excites him. The 61-year-old president is a veteran of urban education. He served as provost at Wayne State University in Detroit and in the administrations of Emory and Temple Universities. He says this fledgling campus will fill a special niche for area employers.
What we're really doing is going into the city. We're asking the employers within the city as to what they actually need, who they need trained, and how they want them trained. So there's a very tight, close collaboration with companies within the community.
In the 14 years since Dallas's first public university opened in makeshift space, it has built the beginnings of a new permanent campus on 263 acres in South Dallas. This year, 2,200 students are enrolled, and Brown expects the student population to more than double in the next 4 years. He's quick to say what UNTD is not.
We are not going to be an ivory tower.
And what it will become.
We are going to be a university that partners with the community. The city is going to need professionals trained in particular areas, in business areas, in health areas, and we're the place to be doing it. We're developing a program in sports management, in hotel and hospitality management. We have a program in supply chain management, logistics, and with the inland port. I think that's a great area to develop and to nurture.
In his inaugural address, Brown will place an emphasis on keeping tuition affordable and on experiential learning, working with businesses to provide internships and opportunities to help train students before they graduate. The students here will still read great literature and get a liberal arts foundation. But Brown says it's the practical training that will help set this and other urban universities apart. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.